Book 1. The Wall. Chapter 1. Matthias cut a comical little figure as he wobbled his way along the cloisters, with his large sandals flip-flopping and his tail peeping from beneath the baggy folds of an oversized novice's habit. He paused to gaze upwards at the cloudless blue sky and tripped over the enormous sandals. Hazelnuts scattered out upon the grass from the rush basket he was carrying. Unable to stop, he went tumbling cowl over tail. Bump! The young mouse squeaked in dismay. He rubbed tenderly at his damp snub nose while slowly taking stock of where he had landed, directly at the feet of Abbot Mortimer. Immediately, Matthias scrambled about on all fours, hastily trying to stuff nuts back into the basket as he muttered clumsy apologies, avoiding the stern gaze of his elder.
Sorry, Father Abbot. I tripped, you see. Trod on my abbot, Father Habit. Oh, dear, I mean...
The Father Abbot blinked solemnly over the top of his glasses. Matthias again. What a young buffoon of a mouse. Only the other day he had singed old Brother Methuselah's whiskers while lighting candles. The elder's stern expression softened. He watched the little novice rolling about on the grass, grappling with large armfuls of the smooth hazelnuts, which constantly seemed to escape his grasp. Shaking his old grey head, yet trying to hide a smile, Abbot Mortimer bent and helped to gather up the fallen nuts.
Oh, Matthias, Matthias, my son, when will you learn to take life a little slower, to walk with dignity and humility? How can you ever hope to be accepted as a mouse of Redwall when you are always dashing about grinning from whisker to tail like a mad rabbit?
Matthias tossed the last of the hazelnuts into the basket and stood awkwardly, shuffling his large sandals in the grass. How could he say aloud what was in his heart? The abbot put his paw around the young mouse's shoulder, sensing his secret yearnings, for he had ruled Redwall wisely over a great number of years and gained much experience of mouse life. He smiled down at his young charge and spoke kindly to him.
Come with me, Matthias. It is time we talk together.
A curious thrush, perching in an gnarled pear tree, watched the two figures make their way at a sedate pace in the direction of Great Hall, one clad in the dark greeny-brown of the order, the other garbed in the lighter green of a novice. They conversed earnestly in low tones. Thinking what a clever bird he was, the thrush swooped down on the basket that had been left behind. Twisters! The basket contained only hard nuts locked tight within their shells. Feigning lack of interest lest any other bird had been witness to his silly mistake, he began whistling jauntily a few bars of his melodious summer song, strolling nonchalantly over to the cloister walls in search of snails. It was cool inside Great Hall. Sunlight flooded down in slanting rainbow-hued shafts from the high narrow stained glass windows. A million coloured dust motes danced and swirled as the two mice trod the ancient stone floor. The Father Abbot halted in front of the wall on which hung a long tapestry. This was the pride and joy of Redwall. The oldest part had been woven by the founders of the abbey, but each successive generation had added to it. Thus the tapestry was not only a priceless treasure, it was also a magnificent chronicle of early Redwall history. The abbot studied the wonderment in Matthias's eyes as he asked him a question, the answer to which the wise mouse already knew.
What are you looking at, my son?
Matthias pointed to the figure woven into the tapestry. It was a heroic-looking mouse, with a fearless smile on his handsome face, clad in armour. He leaned casually on an impressive sword, while behind him foxes, wildcats and vermin fled in terror. The young mouse gazed in admiration.
Oh, Father Abbot, if only I could be like Martin the Warrior. He was the bravest, most courageous mouse that ever lived.
The abbot sat down slowly on the cool stone floor, resting his back against the wall.
Listen to what I say, Matthias. You have been like a son to me, ever since you first came to our gates as an orphaned woodland mouse begging to be taken in. Come. Sit by me and I will try to explain to you what our order is all about.